Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Today we want to continue with our series of promises. And today it is a promise of answered prayer. Now our Bible text is from First Letter of John, chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. It says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him." Amen. Most religions have a form of prayer. Some pray five times a day with certain rituals. Some collect prayers, written prayers, and put them into a drum and turn it around. Some murmur some non-understandable words. And some people are praying for hope from the heart. And some people, they recite the prayers that somebody else has written. The Bible is clear how we have to pray and how many times a day we have to pray. Do you know the answer? How many times do we have to pray? How many times should a Christian pray? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 says, "Pray without ceasing." Pray without ceasing. That means in your life you pray only once, but you never stop. You continue to pray. There are times when we pray for certain things, but that is all part of our ongoing, never-ceasing prayer. I can even watch a movie with a prayerful attitude, and I can see things and hear things that others can't. Prayer must be a part of me, of my character, of my attitude. Some are praying to a God who is far away, unable to be able to reach. Some people only pray to receive from God when they need something. But for me, prayer is an ongoing relationship. My public prayers may be short, but they are part of my never-ceasing prayer to God. When you pray, you remember all the things that you should do. Does it happen to you? Sometimes it's difficult to concentrate because you remember, oh, I should do this, I should do that. And if you're not disciplined, you stop to pray and you do these things first. Therefore, never start prayer without pen and paper. All the things that come to your mind, you can write down. And when you finish prayer, you can do these things later. Begin your personal prayer time by praising and thanking the Lord for the great blessings that he has given to you. Praising for all he has done in your family. There is too much to praise him, so to praise and to thank God takes a considerable time. Then you begin to intercede. Pray for government officials. Pray for the nation so that the angel of the Lord will protect us from satanic attacks and forces that wish to destroy our country. Remember our church ministers, your pastor, for those who work for the Lord. And intercede for your family members. Hold them before the Lord in prayer. You don't always know what their needs are. So, how do you pray for them? Therefore, it is important that you pray in tongues a lot of time. A lot of time. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, then you know I will pray exactly according to the will of God. If you were to just get up in the morning, begin the day without spending time with God, you just depend on your own natural resources. But having spent time with God in prayer, I can trust the unlimited resources of God at my disposal. Prayer is an amazing resource God has blessed His children with. There's no burden, no problem, no challenge, no sin, no circumstance that prayer cannot address. It's always available. It says in Ephesians 6:18, pray at all times. It's always acceptable, applicable in everything but prayer and supplication, it says in Philippians 4:6. And Hebrews 4:16 says, it's always accessible. Let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace. Our Lord modeled the ingredient in prayer, and the reason we pray is the will of the Lord. He said in John 4:34, my food is to do the will of God who sent me. During one of the most intense periods of life in the life of Jesus, he prayed this way, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. God's will is what God will do, what He wants to do, and when He wants to do. God's will or decree is His sovereign will, which will always be accomplished and no one can stop it. God's will or demand is what He has commanded or prohibited in our lives. This can be freely, this can be followed or rejected. God's will or desire expresses His wish for our lives. There is a mystery to prayer which triggers questions like this: does prayer really make a difference? If God is sovereign and He knows everything, why do I need to pray? The Apostle John teaches us things about God's will and the promise of answered prayer. The first one: God's will is the life confidence, the confidence you have for answered prayer. In 1 John 5, what we read before. This is the confidence which we have before Him. The word confidence is all about outspokenness and frankness. We should never be outspoken about self-serving desires, but pray as Jesus directed in Matthew 6:10. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The purpose of prayer is not your will to be fulfilled in heaven, but God's will to be fulfilled on earth. The second point: If God's will is the criteria you need to answer to prayer. What we read in our verse before, this is the confidence which we have before Him, that if you ask anything according to His will, He hears you. The first criteria in this is the promise of prayer is for God's children, but not for everyone. The we that John identifies in this verse are the true followers of God. The second criteria is the promise of prayer is for those who pray. God wants to hear your prayers and desires to know and do His will, which is good, acceptable, and perfect. If we truly understand God and believe that He always wants the best for you, then your greatest joy will be to pray for and know and do God's will. The third point in this is God's will is the certainty He ensures for answered prayer. John communicates two words two times. The two words are "we know," and he put that two times to highlight the greatness of answered prayer. God will respond to your prayers. He hears you, which assumes listening and responding. There is no such thing as not answered prayer, as the Lord responds in four different ways. Either He says yes, or He says no, always for your best. Maybe He says slow, yes, but not now. And the fourth one is grow. Yes, but you need to be stretched and answered in a way that you wouldn't expect. God will always answer what is best for you, even if it's not what you asked for, preferred, or thought you needed. He knows better than we do. We want to look at Nehemiah's prayer. Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 5 to 11. Then I said, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps the covenant of unfailing love to those who love Him and obey His commands, listen to my prayer. Then verse 7 it says, that we have sinned against you, yes, even my own family and I have sinned. Verse 8, please remember what you told your servant Moses. If you are unfaithful to me, I will scatter you among the nations. 9, but if you return to me and obey my commands and live by them, then even if you are exiled to the ends of the earth, I will bring you back to the place I have chosen for my name to be honored. And 10 says, please grant me success today by making the king favorable to me. Put into his heart to be kind to me. Amen. God wants you to pray bold prayers. For example, Nehemiah, he was a cupbearer of King Artaxerxes. He prayed a bold prayer when he heard about the desolation of Jerusalem. He prayed that God would move upon the king's heart to allow him to return to Jerusalem to help the city and rebuild the protective wall. In his prayer, Nehemiah revealed four secrets for answered prayer. Base your request on God's character. Base your prayer on God's character. Nehemiah started his prayer by listing God's character, traits, and deeds. He prayed with confidence because he knew who God is. You too can pray like you know God will answer you. Pray something like, "You are a faithful God. You're a great God. You're a loving God. You're a wonderful God. I'm expecting you to answer the prayer because of who you are. You can handle this problem, O God. Confess your sins that you are aware of." Nehemiah confessed sins. It was not Nehemiah's fault that the people of Israel were in exile in Babylon. He wasn't even born at that time. Yet he included himself in the national sin. He basically said, "I've been part of this problem." Claim the promises of God. Nehemiah prayed to the Lord, saying, "Please remember what you told your servant Moses." Can you imagine saying to God, "Remember"? Did he say, "Remember, God"? Nehemiah reminded God of the promise that he had made to the nation of Israel. In effect, he prayed, "God, you warned through Moses that if we were unfaithful, we would lose the land of Israel. But you also promised, that if we repent, you will give it back to us." Does God have to be reminded? No. Does God forget what he promised? Never. Then why should we remind God? Because it helps you to remember what God has, it helps you to remember what God has promised. Be very specific about how you pray, what you ask for. You know, there is a story, it's a joking story, of a man. He had a short hand and a long arm. He said, "Lord, make my two arms the same length." Boop. He was not specific. He said, "Make it the same length." It was the same length. So we have to be specific what we want, we will get it. If you want specific answers, then you make specific requests. If your prayers consist of general requests, how do you know that God has answered your prayer? After Nehemiah spoke to the king, he wrote, "It pleased the king to send me." He got the answer. God answered Nehemiah's prayer. Nehemiah boldly prayed for success. Have you ever prayed, "Lord, make me successful"? If you haven't, why didn't you do that? It's okay to ask God to make you successful, but it all depends on your definition of success. A good definition of success is this: fulfilling God's purpose for my life in faith, love, and the power of the Holy Spirit. This is a worthy life objective that you can pray with confidence. Next time you come to God needing answers to your prayers, follow Nehemiah's example. Proclaim God's character. Confess your sins. Claim God's promises. And make specific prayers. And then wait expectantly for God's to answer. Many books have been written about prayer. What is interesting, what is applicable to us, is what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the saints. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Prayer is not a give-me request. Prayers are to be made in the Spirit. Pray for others, intercede for them, and do it with tongues. If you don't know how to pray in tongues, you can speak to me, you can contact me, and we will pray that you receive this gift. Because you cannot pray right if you don't have this gift. You need to be empowered in prayer, and that can only be done when you pray right. May you endeavor to pray more with results happening. Whatever is on your mind, whatever you need, pray and see the answer. Amen.